For more than 40 years, Dartie Long has been the face of the Chattanooga Zoo and the driving force behind its remarkable growth. When she began her tenure in 1985, the zoo occupied less than 2 acres, housed a handful of animals, and employed only 2 people. Under her leadership, the zoo has transformed from its humble beginnings into a world-class home for wildlife and a treasure for the Chattanooga area. Dartie Long is the next guest on the A-List with Allison Lebovitz from our public media partner, WTCI-PBS, Thursday night at 8:30 p.m. and available on the PBS app.
It's easy to see the physical changes here and the evolution. What has it been like for you with the emotional changes? When did you decide this wasn't a job, that really this was your life's work?
Gosh, you know, that's hard to pinpoint because there have been so many amazing things that have happened. Accreditation, like I say, I always go back to that. It was a huge thing for me personally because it really did identify the zoo like we wanted it to be. We still had a long way to go. And even then, I can't remember how many acres we were exactly, but our bathrooms weren't quite finished. We didn't have bathrooms on site. I forgot to mention that. We were still installing those when accreditation inspection came. But they just asked for pictures, and when it was time to go for the big commission meeting, we had our pictures of our finished bathrooms, 2 stalls. And next, I think in the years we had 100,000 people go through here with 2 stalls. Oh yeah, so it just, but the passion, being able to start to think about conservation, we were able to get some amazing animals to the Knoxville Zoo, who's been a partner with a lot of things. We got our first red panda, Nagaya, and that was a big deal. He was the first probably most identifiable endangered species that we had exhibited. And so that again, so you can start to turn that messaging toward, this isn't an endangered species. These animals are going extinct in the wild. This is why we talk about them. This is why they're ambassadors. And you can get that messaging across. And now that it's just, we've just about pivoted completely. So conservation is our focus, education. We entertain naturally. We're fun to come to. So that is not a focus. That's why we don't, force animals to be out all the time. But we focus on conservation, and we have tons of programs that we're working with. Some even internationally, like Snow Leopard Trust, where we, the last thing I think we did was buy, it might be a satellite phone for one of the researchers that goes out into the wild and they go by themselves. And so we buy a satellite phone so he can go. Isn't that cool? Yes. I mean, it's how we make a difference. And then, of course, we've got the Hellbender program, which we've gotten all involved with, and that's local conservation. So busy, so much to do.
Catch Dartie Long on the A-List with Allison Lebovitz, Thursday night at 8:30 p.m. on WTCI-PBS and available on the PBS app.